It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A measure to allow people and groups to sue municipalities that pass gun restrictions and have the legal fees paid by taxpayers is headed to the full statehouse floor for consideration. It's just one of five firearms-related bills that have come before the State House Judiciary Committee. I'm joined now by phone from Harrisburg by 90.5 WESA's Capitol reporter, Mary Wilson. Good day, Mary.
Hi, Paul.
Mary, can we start by having you give us a thumbnail overview of these five bills?
I can't speak to all five bills, but the one that I've been writing about, two I've been writing about. The first one did get a vote by the committee, and that was on a bill that would allow people, like you say, to sue municipalities that have passed their own local restrictions on firearms. And that received a vote of approval from all the Republicans in that committee and about half of the Democrats that sit on the committee. And so that's going to the House floor for consideration, and it will I've been told it will get a vote when the House is back in session in a couple weeks. Their session wraps up this week, and they're not back next week, but I think they're back the week after that, and they plan to vote on the bill then. The other bill that they were going to vote on but then aborted a plan to vote on it is a bill that would have bypassed the state's background check database, which is currently used in conjunction with a federal background check database when determining whether someone is eligible to get a firearm or get a license to carry a firearm. That measure was not voted on.
Do we know why they backed away from that?
I did not get a reason from the chairman, no.
When these bills hit the legislature, or when it is announced that a committee is going to take them up, what kind of pressure is there on legislators from both sides? We know people that are in favor of stricter gun control laws are not happy with some of the things that are being considered by the legislature, and certainly gun owners it's no secret that they have a pretty powerful lobby. So, you know, they're getting it from both sides, aren't they?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think to a greater extent, perhaps right now, the people who are calling the legislature is controlled by Republicans, and Republicans have said, hey, we're working with firearms, gun control, gun rights groups drafting this legislation. They've said that since 2012. So I think in that way, right now, the gun rights supporters have the upper hand. But it's certainly true that gun control groups are also just blanketing these representatives with feedback.
And let's go back to the bill that we mentioned at the outset, the measure to allow people and groups to sue municipalities that pass gun restrictions and have the legal fees paid by taxpayers. This is headed, as you mentioned, to the full State House floor for consideration. What kind of support is there in the full legislature for this?
It's hard for me to say. Right now, I think if there was such an overwhelming vote in committee, there's a good chance that vote will remain in the full House. I think the question will be what happens to it in the Senate. This same legislation was debated in the Senate in 2012, and I believe it passed back then and then faltered once it got to the House. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this time around.
And
what later.
Certainly. And what about the timing of this, the fact that all this came up this week? How did that all end up happening?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure what it could be tied to. No, I don't have an answer to that.
And what are the, what kind of pressures coming from the, when we talk about the gun lobby, if, say, for example, a legislator decides, I'm not for this, what kind of repercussions can that mean for somebody, especially somebody who's up for election?
I think that's certainly based on the makeup of someone's district, and maybe this is a good time to explain what are the arguments for and against this particular legislation, which would allow people to sue a municipality. This would let people who see that a city has a gun restriction on the books, this would open that city up. This would give a person legal standing to bring a lawsuit against that not just city, but municipality, so borough, township, city. That That hasn't happened in the past because a lot of these laws are not being enforced. I can't find anybody who can point to an example of a time when a local gun restriction has been enforced.
Well, it'll be interesting. I have to jump in, Mary. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing your insights from Harrisburg today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Capitol correspondent Mary Wilson. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We'll see you again tomorrow with another edition of Essential Pittsburgh.